America's great stars salute the world's great soldiers. Here comes Jubilee, first of a new series of programs to the armed forces of these United Nations.
We've got two great books to look upon. The first, of course, the Holy Bible. We know what's in that good book, and we know, too, what's come out of it. Good sermons, good lessons, and good guidance, and a kind of a good feeling that fills you up with a lasting warmth. The other book's a dictionary. Webster got it together. Not Daniel, but Noah. And it's to this book we turn for the word Jubilee. He says about Jubilee, a good word. A word of exaltation. So we're going to exalt it with singing by the greatest, the very greatest of them all. Of course, I mean Ethel Waters. We're going to jubilate with the wonderful music dreamed up by the Duke of Ellington. We're going to exaltate with the blending of voices by the Svengali of singers One Hall Johnson. We're going to jubilate with Eddie Rochester Anderson, whose ability to make a man laugh is a priceless heritage, and particularly priceless these days. And then there'll be me. My name is Ingram, Rex Ingram, and I'll spout words about this program and its people. But first, there comes the urge for the music, and because it's first, and because it's an urge, and because it's what it is, and he is what he is, the Duke steps out. To hear the voices of the Hall Johnson Choir. Listen to them as they visit a city called Heaven.
I am a hopeful
I wring from myself a reluctant confession. Even I would rather listen than speak when the listening is to a great voice. A great woman, too, who has done much for songs and for people who write them. For people who sing them. Here's one of the best of songs, by the best of those who write them, and by the best of those who sing them. Ethel Waters and W.C. Handy's Living Forevermore, St. Louis Blues.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'Cause my sweet man's done left me in this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm packing my grip and making my getaway. Why, that St. Louis woman that wears them diamond rings led my man around by her apron string. If it wasn't for her powder and for her starboard hair, the man I love wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, and I'm blue as I can be. My man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. But when you see me leaving pin crepe on your door, won't be dead, just ain't coming back no more. Got railroad blues, railroad fare. Feel like riding and a jet's nowhere. Even getting me a train 15 coaches long. When you look for Waters, I'll be gone. The train I ride is marked Santa Fe. Can be back down yonder to Tennessee to my dear old mama and dad. Bestest pals I ever had. So long, 'cause I'm on my way.
You know, the Rochester of Minnesota is where they cure the ills of people. And the Rochester of Eddie Anderson does the same kind of a precious job. You know, making millions of people smile is a mighty potent skill. And none is more skillful than our next star. Come on, Rochester. Boy, the world needs you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. But first of all, I want to tell you I'm sorry for being late here this evening. You see, Mr. Benny let me drive down here to the studio in the Maxwell, and I shouldn't have to say no more. Well, anyway, I'm glad to be here, and I plan to sing a little song that I had a chance to do in a picture that I was in with Mr. Benny called My, My.
Hold it just a minute, Rochester. There's a fellow out in the hall by the name of Mantan Morlin. He claims to be a cousin of yours, and he says he has to see you right away. Shall I let him in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, let him in. He's all right. Yeah, Mantan's a cousin of mine. Yeah. I got Mantan a job. First, I want to tell you, I got Mantan a job in this picture they're doing out to MGM Studio, Cabin in the Sky. Now, what did you want, Mantan? What's the hurry?
Well, look here, Rochester. I got to have $4 right away.
Well, what did you do with the check the studio gave you?
Well, I was standing in line at the cashier window. And when the man handed me my envelope, a dime fell on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was kneeling down for the three, it was three fellas kneel right down to help me look for my dime.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I knew, Ivory had reared its ugly head.
In other words, you are devoid of the proverbial Liberty Cabbage.
That's it.
Oh.
Now look here.
Huh?
You know, I wouldn't be broke if I had a job like you. How did you get a job with Mr. Benny?
Oh, well, that takes a first-class butler. Yep.
If I could be a butler like you, you'd take a first-class butler.
Yes.
You get a job with Mr. Benny?
Why, sure.
Well, I'm a first-class butler.
Well, what makes you a first-class butler?
At home, when the doorbell rings, don't I jump up and answer the bell?
Yeah, but that don't make you a first-class butler. You just 1A and anxious.
So, look here. How much money do Mr. Benny pay you?
Well, it's roughly about $2,000 a week.
Roughly?
Yeah, but when you smooth it out, it's 30 bucks. I want to shout a poem about how I dream of that gleam in your eye. I want to shout, but all that comes out is my, my. I want to sing of flowers in spring, but oh dear, when you're near, I just die. I want to sing, can't sing a thing, but my, my. I could say, oh, how lovely, or I could say, ah, how sweet. I could have Shakespeare at the tip of my tongue, but every time we meet, I look at you, what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my, my. I can say, oh, how lovely, lovely. I can say, ah, oh, how sweet. I could have Webster in the palm of my hand, but every time we meet, I look at you, what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I can sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my.
All of us here are in the movies these days, building a cabin in the sky on soundtrack. The Duke reviews for you, the first time anywhere except on the MGM lot, one of his own compositions. You're going to like this one. It's called Going Up. Thank you. There was a Navy release show some time ago. It took place, I believe, in Madison Square Garden, which they tell me is neither a garden nor in Madison Square. Be that as it may, they had a show. And somewhere in between countless stars of stage and screen, they called on a man, a young fellow in a uniform. A uniform of the Army of these United States. He only ordered one sentence, but that one sentence will be spoken as long as men can freely speak, which is not too incidentally a reason for this war. So that men can freely speak, his name is Joseph Lewis Barrows. He was a private then, but most people know him as Joe Lewis. You know, the heavyweight champion of the world. Or the sentence, oh yes. We're going to win because God's on our side. Doris Sherry used that line to write a poem around. I'd like to make with the words. God is on our side. He said that. He said that clear and ringing. Yes, the man of mighty fist and mighty arm said it. But that one voice is a voice of an army. That one voice is a voice of 13 million that say it. Say it, and said it, and have said it eternally. Those words were the words said first in the hungry years when chains held strong men together. Said it, too, in the days of bondage and bigotry. And said it always knowing that the day of freedom was at hand. When they swam the slopes of San Juan Hill, when they drained their blood on the earth of France, when their regiment swept to glory over all the fields of battle, they said, God is on our side. They all said. The fighter with the lightning in his arms, the scientist who draws miracles out of plants, the educator with hopes in his mind, and the doctor who heals with skill, the architect who puts heaven into homes, they said. The gunner at Pearl Harbor, the engineer at Bataan, and the mechanic in Libya, and the builder in Australia, and the flyer, the tank driver, the steel-helmeted soldier, they all said. And they know, these heroes, that God is on our side. And in their hearts and as they work and as they fight and train and learn and die, they know that not only is God on our side, but that they are on the side of God. And we're on the side of God with them. So lift the trumpets and let them sound. Beat the drums and let them roll. Raise the flags and let them wave. Here come more Americans. Americans strong, steady, staunch, and swift. Americans gay, grand, and glorious. Here they come, Americans all. And with their songs singing clear and their motto ringing clear, God is on our side.
Oh, just in the battle of Jericho, 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 just in the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Just in the battle of Jericho, 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 just in the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about the king of Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul, but there's none like the Lord Joshua at the battle of Jericho.
Just in the battle of Jericho, 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 just in the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Up to the walls of Jericho, Lord, in my twisting and hand, go blow the lamb horn, Joshua, right here, the battle of Jericho.
Best of the best, singing blues in the night. At the piano, Reginald Bean, who also arranged the song.
My mama done told me, and my mama sure was right. Yes, my mama sure told me, hun, A man will sweet talk, give you the glad eye. But gal, when all that sweet talking's done, a man is still a two-face and a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. And when you hear rain falling, hear them trains calling, remember what your mama's done told you. When you hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, ooh-ee, your mama sure told you. A hooey, a hooey, a clickety clacker echoing back the blues. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever fall winds blow, I've been in them big towns talking my big talk. But there is one thing I still know, and that is a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Yet I can't go on knowing that when he's gone, I'll be left with the blues. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the fall winds blow, I've been in them big towns, been talking my big talk. But there is one thing I know, worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. And life's so bare with gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together, and I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray my Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Oh.
I didn't need any announcement for that Ethel Waters encore. My, my, my. Everybody sure loves that song. And Ethel, too. Well, we got to be getting now. The time's up. But Jubilee will be celebrated again very, very soon. Listen for it. In the meantime, thanks. And for Ethel Waters and Duke Ellington and Eddie Rochester Anderson and Hall Johnson Choir and all the others who joined up, goodbye. We'll be seeing you soon. And the best of everything till then. This is Rex Ingram, and this was a special presentation for you, prepared by those special service fellows in the War Department, for everybody in the United Nations.